Let's get joined up. This week's show is sponsored by Bandcamp.com, an online record store and music community where passionate fans discover, connect with, and directly support the artists they love. There's thousands of bands and artists on there, including my band, The Rye Dogs, whose second album, Pigs Might Fly, is out right now. Here's a quick snippet of the title track, which is also available on Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Music. It's totally free to join Bandcamp, and as the Rye Dogs are brand new members, we're now looking to grow our fan base, so your support would be greatly appreciated. Just search the Rye Dogs, that's W-R-Y Dogs, and hit the follow button. Right, now we can cue the theme tune. Hello and welcome to the Joined Up Writing Podcast, where a little procrastination can go a long way. Such a long way that it's only when you get an email from a listener that you realise it's been about 6 months since you did your last episode. So if you still remember me, I'm Wayne Kelly and this is episode 177. It's going to be a very short catch-up episode before the guests start coming thick and fast over the next few weeks and months. But I'm going to talk a bit about feedback and critique, getting through tough writing times and giving you an idea of who we've got coming up on future episodes. In preparation for this episode, I had a quick listen to the introduction to the last show I put out all the way back in August, and it's clear to me now why I subconsciously or otherwise decided to take a break. I was very much in the doldrums with my writing, plodding away on the endless treadmill of rejection while I submitted my book Safe Hands, and there was also stuff going on in my personal life that was taking the shine off that normally positive exterior. The good news is I'm now back, feeling more positive than I have for a while, and with lots of plans for the year to come and beyond. With regard to Safe Hands, my novel, still nothing to report other than just before Christmas I decided to send off another wave of submissions out into the world. At this point, I'm no longer refreshing my email constantly and naively expecting news, you know, good or bad, to drop into my inbox. Part of that is because I'm glad to report I've rediscovered my writing mojo, more on that shortly, and part of it is because I finally adjusted to the seemingly glacial pace of the publishing industry. I've got a number of published author friends who have got agents and contracts, and all of them tell me even they seem to be having to wait longer and longer to hear back from their agents, their editors, and the publishers. I've got no idea why that might be. Some kind of backlog following the pandemic, maybe, but it really does seem to be taking an age to get any kind of feedback. And if any publishing industry bods are listening to this, I'd love to have you on to chat about the industry as a whole and some of those challenges you might face. The other reason I'm feeling more positive about Safe Hands is that I recently sent the opening chapters away for a critique with the Crime Writers Association, that's CWA as it's better known, and I got lots of very encouraging feedback. There are definite tweaks I can make to improve it, but the overall comments really did boost my confidence. Because when you get into a lull, the old self-doubt and imposter syndrome of more time to mess with your mind, and I've got to admit that I was starting to wonder whether I could write at all, let alone get traditionally published. That's kind of how low I'd got. And the CWA critique was detailed and thoughtful, and it was clear the person reading it knew what they were talking about and that they'd put the time in to properly analyse my work. Because believe it or not, that's not always the case. Last year I entered a competition which will remain nameless, and part of the reason I entered was because they offered a critique of your opening chapters, regardless of whether you made the shortlist or not. And there was lots of positive comments in that feedback too, but I took them, all of them, with a grain of salt, because it was clear that from what they said, they hadn't actually read the work properly at all, and they were copying and pasting sort of stock phrases. I suspect it was just a case that they were oversubscribed, and in the end, they didn't have time to provide the feedback they promised, but kind of rendered their opinions meaningless to me. So if you write in the crime genre, I recommend you take a look at the critique services CWA has to offer. They can look at opening chapters and a synopsis, or even the whole manuscript, depending on your budget, and their critique readers are made up of many successful published crime writers. In fact, in next week's episode, I'll be chatting to one of their prominent members, best-selling writer Lee Russell. While we're on the subject of critique and feedback, it's something I've always championed on the podcast, as for me, it's the only way to improve as a writer. I'd been writing for many, many years in isolation, but when I joined my first critique group, my writing improved rapidly. And not just from the thoughtful, structured feedback that I was getting, but also learning to listen to and to read other people's work critically. What I was never looking for was just somebody to tell me that my work was great, at least not just that. I want to make it better. I want to learn and I want to see my work through the eyes of other writers who have an understanding of the craft. Although, to be honest, they don't always even have to have that. Once my work has been edited a few times, occasionally I just want a normal reader, someone who doesn't write at all, to read my work. You know, does the story work? Are you interested? Do you understand what's going on? Do you care about the characters? And that can also give you a different perspective. And I've been in a few critique groups now, and the one thing I will never understand is the writer that will never even consider other opinions or gets defensive about every single point you make. What is the point in putting your work up for critique if you don't want to make it better or you don't want to hear what the person's got to say? As the saying goes, feedback is a gift. You don't have to react to or change anything or everything based on the suggestion of someone giving you their opinion, but like a gift, accept it graciously. If you want to throw it away when you get home, fine, be my guest. So anyway, on the back of the CWA critique, I'm going to make a few more changes to my opening chapters and then submit it to the CWA debut dagger competition, which closes soon. It's highly prestigious and the competition is obviously very fierce, but you've got to be in it to win it, and I'm trying to capitalise on this wave of positivity while I can. What about new writing? Well, I mentioned I got my mojo back, and I definitely have. Partly with the help of my good friend and Dog Days author Erica Waller, who kept cajoling me to write something again. Thanks, Erica. And once I got that boulder rolling again, it took off down the hill with its own momentum, and now I'm approaching the 25,000 word mark. And I've got a bunch of characters that are getting me excited and a plot that seems to have legs and a life of its own. I'm waking early to write, and most days writing between 600 and 1,000 words, admittedly, not loads, and some days it's more than that. But I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to getting back to the page at the start of each day. I'm not going to give any more away about the story at this stage or even remind you of the title. I'm starting to get superstitious. But the early feedback from my critique group is good, and I'm starting to trust in the process again. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, one of the reasons I went through a bad patch, productivity-wise, is because I couldn't silence those voices again. You know, the ones we've talked about before. The ones telling you that your writing is directionless tripe and you don't have a clue where you're going. What I'd forgotten, and you'll also forget this many times in your writing career, is that the only way past that is to write. Write, write, write. The characters always wheedle their way around the problem or show you the general direction you should be heading. Even in the densest, dullest prose of the most boring scene about your character making a cup of tea, they will do something or hear something, feel or smell something that will lead you to the real point of the scene or the character, the trait or event you didn't realise you needed. It may take a few thousand words, but it will come, I promise. There's gold in them thar hills. You just got to keep digging. And as well as that, I've also been writing and recording songs for a new album with my band, The Rye Dogs, as well as eating my own body weight in pork pies, chocolate, and Christmas pudding over the festive period. So there's all that going on, and I've also decided this is the year I'm going to run at least one writing workshop for paying customers. I've run a couple in the past for writing groups or other writing friends, and they've been successful, and I got a real kick out of helping other writers and bouncing off them creatively. The thing that's held me back has been waiting to get my first traditional publishing deal. But I've got years of experience, tons of passion for the subject matter. I've had some short stories published and I've written a couple of award-winning short films, he said modestly. So I'm hoping I have something to offer. And of course, since 2014, I've been privileged enough to pick the brains of dozens of talented and successful authors for this podcast. So I think I can help writers starting out on the journey, or those that have been writing for a while but they're looking for a new angle to try. So I'm going to try to put some together some workshops, and I'll see where I go from there. I'm mentioning it now so that you can hold me accountable. If I go silent on the topic for a few months, ask me why and give me a kick up the backside. So depending on how the in-person workshops go, I may consider offering something online. I've also been toying with an idea for a joined up writing non-fiction book based on the years of archive interviews that I've got. I mean, would that be something any of you would be interested in? Let me know. Just like many of you already have, including listener Ruth Hogg did recently via email at wayne@waynekellywrites.com or by tweeting me at JUPodcast or dropping me a line on the FB page. Also, don't forget to join the email mailing list at joinedupwriting.co.uk. Totally free, and you get a couple of downloadable goodies when you sign up, and you'll be the first to find out about upcoming shows and events. I never spam. I'm not going to be sending you loads of stuff. In fact, you'll probably complain that I don't send you enough, so give it a go. So before I go, I'll give you a sense of what's coming up in the coming months, and I'm in the process of booking more guests as we speak. But next week is thriller writer Lee Russell. Then we've got Camilla Bruce talking about witches and her writing journey. Further down the line, we've got a couple of great debut authors with Katie Bishop and Girls of Summer, and Senta Rich talking about her hot debut Hotel 21 that's already been optioned for TV. I'd also like to cover some different topics and other members of the publishing industry this year, so do let me know your ideas. So there you have it. I said it'd be a short episode, but hopefully it has whet your appetite for the year ahead and you're primed for another season of the podcast, but also, more importantly, another successful and happy year of writing. So that's it for this week, other than me reminding you to make sure you subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Overcast, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts to have the podcast downloaded automatically every time. Also, remember to leave us a nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts because it really does help others to find the show, or just recommend it to one of your friends. That's it for this week, but thanks for listening. I'm Wayne Kelly. Happy writing, stay safe, and I'll see you very soon.